Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
So the plane finally lands, right, after three times. It's still snow blind outside. The plane like comes back on the runway. People start popping out. This is a dual prop plane. And the pilot is just throwing bags onto the tarmac. And he looks at the two of us and says, if you want to get home tonight, you've got to get on board now because I have an idea of where the mountains are. But in 10 minutes, this will like, I won't know where I am.
I have an idea. It's not very yikes. Okay.
Cause the fog. So we got home like after a full day of, like craziness and, you know, thinking I might get snowed into this village for like an entire week. And I found out everybody who stayed behind, they were there for 5 days.
Because planes
could not land.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the snow, no less. Nowhere to stay in the snow. Amazing. All right. Let's jump into the huddle. Let's get the show started. So what's news that you haven't shared with me this week?
Well, because you've been on the road.
Yeah.
The cards are ready to order. Like we have our ISO product information or materials information. We've got
wild.
We've got distribution set up. So you and I it's a full week, right? Like we've got team mingles, we've got workshops. So we're ready to pull the trigger.
Better talk about that, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, on that, my kind of like huddle news is that so I was at the Digital PM Summit this week. It was great. Team Angle was, I think, pretty well received. I got to show off the cards to some folks, and they were interested. It was cool. Like, the design is great. The utility of them is great. The idea that these questions help us to solve problems and get people aligned on things is like something that folks are excited about. I also got to give away our There Is No AI in Team t-shirt to someone right after Galen Lowe presented about using AI in project management. So I thought that was fun. I love Galen. His talk was actually really good. So,
nice.
So yeah, that was my huddle.
Nice. So you published a blog post and it's good. Like I'm excited to talk about it because it's at the very heart, the center of our mission, our like everything that we care adamantly about around team communication.
Yeah.
So you want to introduce?
I love all topics around communication. Just is like has always been something that I'm into. I think mostly because I write about project management and teams, and I feel like communication is everything for good PM. Like people tend to think that it's really about tools. Tools and things like that. It's not. It's about connecting with people. So, and I think this one is really very much about connecting with people. So it's called Identifying Team Communication Preferences for Better Collaboration. And so I've been talking about this for a while. I think just the idea of taking a more personal communication approach within a team, whether you're a project manager, designer, developer, like I don't care what your role is, right? Like, getting to know the people on your team, understanding how they communicate, what their preferences are, just what their behaviors are, helps you to communicate with them better. And I think that helps to build trust. So really, this article is about finding communication methods that really work for everyone. Maybe to even identify communication differences or issues and align on better or alternative modes or methods of communication within a team can be good. But I think really more than anything, it's about getting to know the people that you work with, taking that personal approach and communicating well, intentionally, right? Like being intentional about the way that you approach someone, or the way that you present to someone, or the way that you reach out to ask a question or get an update. We all kind of react to those things in different ways. And I think if you can't nail that part, then how can you possibly nail good collaboration?
You can't. You like
Right.
you, I think you and I both have a good amount of stories, case studies. And you, we've even got this report, the report that you linked to, that shows that companies that have strong communication practices are 3.5 times more likely to outperform their peers. Right? Like this is it's weird to me that when you talk to folks and you talk about communication as a need and that there's potentially problems. And you've probably seen this too, but I feel like the go-to like quick response is, oh, we're good. Right? We have a weekly meeting and we have Slack and they start
We have the
listing off to your
rituals,
point, like we have
right?
all the tools, right? But to your point about, earlier point about, project management not being about the tools, communication's got really nothing to do with the tools, right? Tools don't make your communication practice. They don't
Well, they're
improve
a
it. It's
part
just
of it, right? It's a part of the overall recipe, especially with like remote teams, right?
oh, sure. But just because you
But
have five tools doesn't mean you're communicating
tools
well.
are not communication, basically, is what you're saying.
So this, I it's so passionate. I mean, this is just kind of one area of like making it personal, right? But that's also because that also includes, are you speaking their language, right? And I feel like that's project managers in particular get put into that translator role, right? Of this team speaks in this language, and these words mean this to them. Now I have to translate this for the other team, then find a way to translate all that combined to the leadership, to the client, to the stakeholders, like all these different groups. And I feel like that's the good PMs do that, but I don't think that people from the outside looking in see that as their, like, that's it. That's the skill, right? And it's not just PMs. I've seen that with engineers who can speak design and design people who can speak content or speak business, right? We could probably record a marathon, like a 72-hour podcast on this if we wanted to, and
We could.
never tire of this subject.
You know what I think is interesting is like we can say like everyone communicates differently, and it's like, okay, well, what does that mean? How do you figure that out? And one of the things that I found a while ago is this just like four communication styles that this kind of leadership guy, Mark Murphy, came up with, and he basically breaks it down into analytical communicators. So basically, people who lead with facts, not emotion, like they want concrete data, numbers, right? So there's that type. There's the intuitive communicator, which basically, like intuitive communicators kind of never get lost in the details. They like to be big picture, so they can get kind of like right to the point. They make quick decisions quickly. They don't overanalyze things. Then there's the functional communicator who likes to be in command of details. You know, they value specs, timeline, strategy, plans. They're a little bit project management-y, I think. And then there's the personal communicator. So those are the people in the team who really like to make meaningful connections with people. They care about like the well-being of their team members. They embrace emotional language. They're great listeners. So I think like having that kind of framework of, okay, these are four different types of communicators. I've worked with teams and had them identify individually which one they think they identify with. I think a lot of people might identify with a combination of them. But then basically talk about, okay, so if you identify, if you, Greg, identify as an intuitive communicator, then how can I communicate with you better, right? And having a little bit of guidance on that, I think, is helpful. And it just validates the communication. So I don't know. I just find that kind of interesting because it can be hard to say, yeah, well, we're just not on the same page. We don't communicate well together.
Right.
So like, how do you set the table to meet in the middle in some ways? And I think having that kind of framework can be really valuable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, and I love that there's four, right? It's like, it's
me
not,
too.
it's
Yes.
not nine options.
Yeah. Yeah. It's simple.
There's kind of, yeah. I'm really glad that you brought this up because I know you've done a lot of really good writing and content creation when you're over there at Team Cant. So one, I'm glad it's still there and that you can access it. But this, that framework, it reminds me of the kind of the culture framework of the four different kind of company culture types.
Yep.
Right.
I agree.
And you're right. And that, I mean, here's yet another like fundamental practice of, hey, teams, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to come up with our own thing. We can start with this framework and even have people like look at that and self-identify. Right. And so that I can look at this and say, I am the intuitive person. You can look at this and say, I am the analytical person. Right. And if we know that about each other, geez, how that just can go so far, go so, so well, that's my word.
Well, it creates like a simple basis for how we should interact, right? Like it gives us a little bit of like guidelines or a little bit of a window into how you think and how you communicate, what your preferences are. And I value that because if we're not actively talking about what aggravates us or what makes us happy or what makes sense to us, then what are we doing?
Well, and my last thought on this is how you could use that easily, and we should, now that I'm so glad we talked about this. This would be the easiest thing to do to turn into your communication strategy or part of it, right? So, you know, going back to tools that map to the different kinds of communication or preferences.
Or even like you start a new project and you're onboarding people who haven't worked together before. What a great way to like baseline how we're going to communicate. So yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, check out that article on the same page.
Yeah. So what's this week's ask?
So we are pushing our playbook, asking everyone to check out Your Teamwork Reimagined. It's at our website. So subscribe to our website and you can get a download of Your Teamwork Reimagined. And basically in that playbook, we are explaining the team angle framework. We're explaining what good communication, collaboration, and culture looks like. And then we offer kind of some insights around that, as well as a free practice team angle to start thinking about how you might kind of rate your team and where issues might exist within your team or misalignment and challenges. So check it out. It's at sameteampartners.com.
Yep. Go to the homepage and you'll see under the Diagnosed Align Thrive, the link to download the playbook.
All right. Awesome. Let's jump into the hit list. What you got?
So I've got a new book that came out earlier this week by Oliver Berkman. It was recommended to me. It's Meditations for Mortals, 4 weeks to Embrace Your Limitations and Make Time for What Counts. And it's essentially looking at, I think it's like a month long it's like 30 days, maybe a little bit longer. And each day there's a reading and it says accepting kind of your limits. But I think what it is more of just being practical and real about what's working for you, what's not. And it eventually gets into a path of where you're taking care of yourself first before you take care of others. So I just got started on it. Honestly, it needs like a book club to kind of conversation, I think. But anyway, check it out. It's came out, I think, on Tuesday, and already just, you know, a couple days in, really liking what I've read so far.
Cool. My first is a simple one. I created a playlist, a Smiths playlist on Spotify, because I just gave a brief 5-minute presentation about the Smiths, and I made a playlist in it. So check that out if you don't know the Smiths.
Nice. So my next one is watching, and that's the show on Apple TV called Slow Horses. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's
I haven't.
okay. So it's like spy show that's got Gary Oldman is like one of the top actors and one of the lead characters. Anyway, it's won all kinds of nominations. But beyond that, it's just a fantastic show. The quality of the writing, the quality of the storytelling is fantastic.
Always need a new show. I'm wrapping up Monsters on Netflix, which is the
Oh, is this
dramatic
the show about
retelling of the
the
Menendez brothers. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my
It's a Ryan
gosh.
Murphy one. It's a little salacious. I mean, as it should be, but yeah, check it out. It's trash TV, but it's good.
You have another one?
I do. I have one more. I came across this video on YouTube. It's Simon Sinek and Trevor Noah. And they basically just have a sit down and they talk about friendship, loneliness, vulnerability, just interesting themes. Basically, they're basically saying, like, while we're improving ourselves as leaders and professionals, we kind of neglect the kind of like bonds that help us to thrive within those roles. And they talk a little bit about like the loneliness epidemic in men mostly, which I think is interesting, but I don't know if this is now a theme that's being forced upon me or thrust upon me because I'm seeing more of that in my like threads and things like that. But it's a good interview. Check it out.
I will. When I saw you post about that, I was very intrigued. So I will. All right. So let's get into the high five. What are you celebrating this week?
So I'm celebrating a lot of things since that Digital PM Summit keynote is out of the way. But the big thing is my first Project Management for Humans book club starts next week on the 22nd. We have two seats left, which I'm stoked that we've gotten that many people in within a month's time. So yeah, check it out. It's on our website.
All right. I'm celebrating that amongst all the things that we did this week, and there's been a lot of good work. I was able to make good headway on our next program called Open Practice. And I can't wait to talk about this in the week or so ahead.
I can't either. High five.
High five. Have
Sweet.
a fantastic weekend.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Beth and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.